Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. An excerpt from my book, Mind Over Money Matters, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, Chapter 3. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. We have to change the mindset that I got here first. I'm going to die, then my children, and then their children. This is not reality. For my generation, we need only to look at the Vietnam Wall in Washington, D.C., to know how life cycles are forever broken. People don't die in the order they arrived on Earth, and that's why everyone needs to give thought to and have a plan for what happens to them, their belongings, or assets should they die. In the process of life transitions, it is so very important not to hold your parents, living or deceased, hostage for your memories. If they are still alive, but the home you grew up in is too much for them to handle, they might be considering taking out a reverse mortgage. That's a special type loan agreement designed for homeowners over 62 years of age. It provides access to the home's equity and cash payments, freeing up money they may use for other important costs. The loan is repaid by means of relinquishing the home when the homeowner dies or moves. Well, don't tell your parents you can't sell the family home. Put your money where your memories are. If you're enamored with the house of your childhood, offer to buy it from them. And if you really mean it, set the plans in motion and get the transaction done officially. Family money and assets are woven into an intricate, beautiful tapestry. You can't start pulling threads out or you ruin the image. Family members do not always cooperate. Everyone will not always want the same things. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.